Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we serve a great King like you. You are the only true and living King. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. You are Lord and you are God, and there's nobody greater than you, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are a peacemaker, O God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for putting peace on the inside of us and peace around us, O God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, because we sin, in the name of Jesus, we repent, in the name of Jesus, for secret faults, for errors, for little foxes that spoil our vine. You said, who can know our errors? So, Father God, we repent today, and we ask forgiveness of our errors, O God. In the name of Jesus, draw us closer to you than ever before. I thank you for helping us to stay righteous on the holy, righteous path, O God. In the name of Jesus, keep our souls, O God, and deliver us, Father God. Be pleased, O Lord God, to deliver us, Father God. Make haste, O God, to deliver us, Father God. Deliver us in your righteousness, Father God. Deliver us, O God, from the hand of the enemy. Deliver us out of the hand of the enemy, Father God. Deliver us from our persecutors, Father. In the name of Jesus, deliver us out of great waters. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from oppressors, the oppression of man. In the name of Jesus, deliver us according to your word. In Jesus' name, deliver our souls from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. In Jesus' name, I thank you today for delivering us from our enemies and hiding us, O God. Surround us with songs of deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus, command deliverances for our lives, Father God. Deliver us from all of our fears. In the name of Jesus, deliver us out of all trouble. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from them who hate us. In the name of Jesus, deliver us out of our distresses, O God. Send your word and deliver us out of destruction. In Jesus' name, deliver our souls from death and our feet from falling, our eyes from tears, O God. In the name of Jesus, we call upon the name of Jesus, and we thank you that we are delivered when we call on the name of Jesus. Deliver us from the power of the lion. Through your knowledge, O God, we are delivered. Through your wisdom, we are delivered, O God. We receive miracles of deliverance in our lives in Jesus' name. And we thank you for delivering us from evil, O God. O Father God, we just thank you that you are a great God, a holy God, a righteous God, and there's none like you in Jesus' name. Well, welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're glad you joined us today. Oh, yes. Yes, we serve a great God, and we praise our God today like never before. He is great, and we greatly give him praise. We give him great praise today, and we thank you for being with us. Right now, we're going to read from Psalms 146, verse 5, 1 through 5, excuse me, Psalms 146, verses 1 through 5. And you know, we are praising God today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, and we thank you that you've joined us to praise the name of the Lord with us. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While we live, we will praise the Lord. While we live, we will sing praises unto God. While we have being, while we have any being, we put not our trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so today we read from Psalms 146, verses 1 through 5. We are still praising our King. You know, when I was a child, I used to eat plain white bread for snacks. You know, just sometimes come home from school and just eat a piece of plain white bread. And it was satisfying, but, you know, then we ate a meal because we got hungry again. Every time we ate physical food, you know, and even today when we eat physical food, food for our bodies, guess what? We're going to get hungry again. You know, usually, I know here in America, we eat 3 meals a day. And then we eat snacks in between. We eat breakfast, we eat lunch, and, you know, a meal, evening meal, supper. And then sometimes we have snacks in the evening, snacks in the afternoon. And, you know, we have a tradition here in America. Not everybody, but a lot of people, we have tradition that we say the grace before we eat. And, you know, Jesus in Matthew 4:19, and Jesus says that, and Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed it and he broke it. And then he gave the loaves to his disciples, and then they gave it to the multitude. By tradition, most of us is trained as children, when we sit down with our parents to thank God for the food, and you know, it never ran out. Even poor people, which my family was poor, and we ate daily. God supplied day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month, and year after year. We even shared with others in our neighborhood. If we needed a stick of butter, we asked a neighbor. If our neighbor needed eggs, they asked us or another neighbor. No one had to go hungry because we all would share with each other what we had. You know, I thank God that I was brought up in a time where people were, you know, they had compassion on each other. They shared what they had with each other. So I thank God that I was brought up during that time where people shared. They didn't have a lot, but what they had, they shared. They weren't stingy. No, they shared. So, you know, I thank God for that time. Now, the title of our message today is Spiritual food, correcting our diet, our spiritual diet. And you know, we all eat physically, but not everybody eats spiritual food. So, you know, we have to prepare ourselves to eat spiritual food. Now, physical food, it doesn't last. It's good for our body, but it's not good for our soul. You know, years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I had a vision. I had this vision several times that when I sat down to eat, I envisioned a lady sitting on a porch. And this lady, she had a scarf tied around her head. She seemed hungry. Every time I saw her in the vision, I prayed for her. I prayed that she would have so much food she could feed her family and the neighbors in the neighborhood. I prayed for her for several months. The last time I prayed for that lady when I had that vision, she was so happy. She was serving food to lots of people. Now, that woman was very hungry physically, and I prayed for her needs to be met. Many people are physically hungry. I saw a documentary about some people in Africa that were starving. They were past hungry. Their stomachs were swollen. Their children and their baby stomachs were swollen from starvation. They had no clean water to drink. They were drinking, you know, muddy water. It was stagnant. There was no fresh water coming in it. It just had been sitting there, looked like for years, and it was very mucky and full of germs and diseases. Now, these people were truly, like I said, past hungry. They were starved. They had very little flesh on their bones. They had very little energy and were sick from starvation of nutrients that people get from food. Their soil was so dry. Looked like a famine land was in their land. They were not able to grow seeds to make gardens for food to grow so they could eat. Many people in America are homeless, but they do not seem to be starving. They may be hungry for a meal here and there, But there are places where many can go to eat. It's not daily. They go when they're hungry. We can see with our natural eyes people are hungry and their bodies, you know, are starving. And people that are starving in a week, they have weak, they're weak in their body. But what we cannot see with our physical, our natural eyes, are people who are hungry and are starving spiritually. They miss spiritual food daily, and they are spiritually starving. We can't see this with the natural eye. They have not had a spiritual meal in weeks, possibly months, maybe even years. They have no spiritual muscle. You know, when I walk sometimes and pray with people on the street, they're already saved, but they're backslid, and they are spiritually weak. They have no strength spiritually. So when the devil attacks them, they don't have any strength to fight against the enemy of their soul. So they need to be fed spiritually. Now, you know, the Word of God feeds us. And we have to depend on the Word of God. We're not exempt from reading the Word of God. We can't just lay down the Bible and let it collect dust. No, we can't. The Word of God is where we're going to get our spiritual food from. So we have to, you know, eat daily, just like we eat physical food. We got to eat the Word daily. We got to study the Word. We got to let the Word get deep on the inside of us. You know, we can't just, you know, go around starving ourselves spiritually. We'll die spiritually. And when you die spiritually, you're disconnected from Father God. And that's not what Father God wants us to do. Now, I'm going to read some scriptures to you about spiritual food. Now, these scriptures are found in different parts of the Bible, and you can follow along with me if you like. The first one's in Isaiah 55:2, and it says, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and ye labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." So, you know, when you eat what's good for your soul, you know, you can delight yourself in fatness. You'll be fat spiritually. Not, you know, if you don't, you won't have any spiritual muscles. Now, Jeremiah 3:15 says, "And I will give you pastors according to my heart," you know, according to the heart of God, "which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." And even though our pastors feed us, we still have to feed ourselves. When we come home, we can't just put the Bible down and, you know, pick it up when we get ready to go to church. We got to eat spiritual food daily. Now, Ezekiel 34:14 says, "I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountain of Israel shall be their fold." Now, you know, we got to depend on God to feed us. So, you know, we got to stay connected to the umbilical cord. And that's a connection with God. We have to stay aligned with him. So Ezekiel 34:14 says, "I will feed them in good pasture." You know, we're the sheep and he's the shepherd. So we are in a pasture. "And upon the high mountain of Israel shall their fold be." "There shall they lie in good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel." In other words, we're not going to starve. We'll be eating spiritual food daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. We won't even run out. John 6:51 says, "I'm the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for life of the world." Now, that's Jesus talking. He said, you know, he's going to give us good food to eat. And we need good food. We need a healthy spiritual meal. You know, he's going to give us pastors after his heart. And then he's going to feed us in the pasture, you know, out there where we can keep eating and keep eating and keep eating. And then in 1 Corinthians 10:3, it says, and did all eat the same spiritual meat? Yeah, when we get past the milk, you know, when we were a child, we drank milk. When we were children, we drank milk. But now it's time for us to be able to digest meat. But if we're still on the bottle, we're not getting it, all the nutrients that we need, especially if we're grown. That's different with children. You know, children need the bottle, babies. I'll put it to you like this. But as they grow and develop, you know, they're going to need some meat in order to stay strong. 1 Corinthians 10:4 says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink? That for they that drink of that spiritual rock that followed them, that rock was Christ. You know, the Christ Jesus. We got to keep following him. We got to stay hooked up to him. Because if we take ourselves out of the palm of his hand, we can't eat. Then we begin to die. And then, you know, the body of Christ that we're connected with, we start moving further to the back. Pretty soon, we're out the back door. And then we're wondering, well, what happened? I can't hear the voice of God no more. I'm not connected to the Father no more. Now, Revelation 2:7 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat the tree of life. Listen to that. We have a tree of life that we can eat off of, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Where is that tree? In the midst of the paradise of God. So, you know, we can't let that umbilical cord get disconnected. We got to keep connected to God in the spirit. The way, how do we get connected? Keep connected. We're going to talk about that too. Now, Revelation 2:17 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. Him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Now, you know there's some hidden manna. I didn't know that before. And will give him white stones, and in these stones a new name written. Listen to that. A new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So God has, you know, he has spiritual stones for us. He has manna for us, but we got to stay connected in order to receive it. You know, we can't just, you know, be disconnected from God. We got to stay connected to our source. You know, the Bible says Christ is the bread of life. Christ is the bread of life. So I'm going to read some scriptures to you that keep us connected to the bread of life, which is Christ. John 6:32 says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Isn't that awesome? That bread, that eternal bread. You know, like I tell you, when I was a child, I used to eat a, you know, slice of bread. I got hungry again. But when we eat the bread from heaven, that's going to keep us full and spiritually fit. Our muscles, spiritual muscles, are going to be strong. John 6:33 says, the bread of God is that which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. So it's for everybody, not just those who say, it's for everybody. Anybody who want to eat spiritually, you know, once you get saved, you can eat this bread and it will keep you physically fit. John 6:34 says, then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. In other words, don't stop giving us the bread, Lord. We need more of it. John 6:35 says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. What do we have to do? We have to come to the Lord, and then we won't ever get hungry no more spiritually. We won't die spiritually. We'll stay alive because we're staying connected to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And guess what? He said, now, first I want you to come to me, then you won't get hungry, and then I want you to believe on me, and you won't even be thirsty. He'll give us rivers of living water. Isn't that awesome? John 6:48 says, I'm the bread of life. Talking about Jesus, he's that eternal bread. That bread, when we eat it, we will not be hungry again. John 6:49, he said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. In other words, that bread, you know, that can't keep you alive. That manna, they got it fresh every day. But guess what? They died from eating manna. But when we eat the bread of life, who is Christ Jesus, we will live forever. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6:58 says, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, for he that eateth the bread of life shall live forever. Now, you know, we're going to live forever, but I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in Sheol, hell. I want to live with the Father. I'm you know, down here, we're preparing. We're in preparation so that, you know, when we eat this living bread, we'll stay alive. We'll be fit spiritually. We'll be connected to Father God and to the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down here, and he is the bread of life, and we'll live forever. Now, you know, Proverbs 19:15 says, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and the idle soul shall suffer hunger. God wants us to have abundant life, spiritual abundance, which comes from him. He don't want us to be stagnant. He don't want us to, you know, suffer hunger, spiritual hunger. Abundance comes from our Father. We must be in alignment with God's plan to receive spiritual abundance. We got to be in alignment with him. Now, you know, spiritual abundance is what we need. You know, we get hungry sometime during the day, but then we get hungry again. You know, I don't know about you, but usually we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner unless we're fasting and praying before the Lord. So, you know, if not, you're going to get hungry. You get hungry if you don't eat, but definitely. And then if you keep not eating, you'll die physically. And then if you don't eat spiritually, you'll die. Then also, you'll die spiritually. Now, let's talk about abundance, a spiritual abundance. You know, God gives to his people in abundance. He's our shepherd, and we shall not want. And we stay connected with him. We have an abundance of spiritual food. Psalm 36:8 says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Isn't that awesome? You know, God had a plan when he created you. He had a plan when he created me. And he didn't forget nothing. He didn't forget anything in his plan. He had abundant life for us. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. So, you know, there's abundant life. And there's also abundant grace. Don't you know we need grace to live? 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. Yeah, we have abundant supply. We have abundant of grace, abundant power. We need that too. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Isn't that great? So we can have abundant power abundant grace and abundant life. You know, God is, he's a great God. He got the plan already worked out before the foundations of the earth. And I thank God that we are part of that plan. Also, guess what? He gave us abundant supplies. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God, not somebody else's God, my God, but my God supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, you got to come through Christ in order to get this abundant supplies. You know, he's our shepherd, and we shall not want. Abundant entrance. Guess what? We have an abundant entrance as well. 2 Peter 1:11 says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we got abundant entrance where? Into an everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings, and we got an everlasting. You know, the kings of this world, they're going to die just like we do. They can't offer you anything. If they do, it won't last. It is not eternal, but the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he can offer us an abundant entrance. And in that abundant entrance, that's the everlasting kingdom of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He offers us abundant supplies, abundant power, abundant grace, abundant life, and abundant joy. Aren't we blessed? I mean, we are blessed because God has loaded us up. Even every day, he loads us up with, you know, what we need, benefits. Now, we may have some benefits left over, but guess what? He's still going to give them to us new and fresh every day. He says he give us, he load us up. Now, can you imagine a big load? He load us up every day. Not, he don't skip any day. There's 7 days in a week. And so 7 days, we have benefits that are loaded up. You ever seen a little wagon? Now, that carry a little bit. And then you've seen maybe a buggy. But a big old truck, that can carry a whole bunch of benefits. So just imagine a truck in the spirit. And it's like a big old trailer tractor truck. And you got loaded up with abundance of everything you need. Abundant life, abundant health, abundant strength, abundant interest, everything. Abundant power, abundant grace. It's just loaded up. Abundant peace. You know, sometimes we go through things and we don't have peace of mind. Maybe on the job or in your home or wherever, you know, maybe on your neighborhood, you don't have peace. But through the abundance of Jesus, through the abundance of our God, we can have abundance of peace, abundant supplies, abundance of everything we need. Now, how do we know if we're starving spiritually? How do we know we're out of alignment with God? I tell you, you know, we got to, sometimes we could be going, sitting on the bench at the church 7 days a week. We could go there 24 hours a day. But if we are out of alignment with God, we're disobedient, we are not spiritually connected. We are spiritually starved. We're overdue for a good, healthy meal, spiritual meal. You know, the Bible says, you know, how can we know our errors? We got to stay spiritually connected with God. That's how. He's going to let us know. I remember one time God told me I was angry with him. My God, I was so, I said, Lord, you could have killed me being angry with you. But, you know, he has abundant mercy upon us. Abundant mercy. You know, we got to stay spiritually connected to God. You know, sometimes maybe things happen to us in life to get us out of alignment with him. Maybe we were having so many afflictions, one affliction after the other. But, you know, his word says afflictions come, but they're going to go. They ain't going to last forever. Maybe we had disappointments in life. You know, many people have disappointment after disappointment. Maybe your job didn't work out. Maybe you lost your home. Maybe you lost a family member. Or maybe you were ill for a long period of time. Or something. You know, this life happens. Stuff happens to human beings. Even when we're Christians, you know, we go through things. But when we stay spiritually connected, Don't you know the Lord is going to deliver us out of every one of them? He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I remember, you know, sometimes, like I told you, I was angry with God. I must have been angry with him for a long time because I forgot I was angry. You know, we can hide anger. And it comes out now. It's going to come out some kind of way. And, you know, maybe in life, stuff happened. You got angry with God. You blamed him because, you know, of different things, situations you had to face. Maybe, you know, you become, when you get angry and you start blaming God, sometimes you get oppressed, suppressed, or depressed. We gave up. Our faith failed us. You know, we can't give up in this life. We got to keep on pressing on. We got to keep on pressing on. We can't grow weary in well-doing. Because if we faint not, guess what? We're going to reap. Yes, we are. We're going to reap the benefits of holding on to his unchanging hand. We're going to reap the benefits even more of abundant life. You know, that abundant life. We're going to reap the benefits. Maybe, you know, went through, now I am talking about things that, you know, spiritually, where we spiritually starve. Maybe we stop praying. And, you know, when you stop praying, oh, my God, you're not feeding yourself through the Father. You maybe you didn't want to talk to God because you blamed him for the way your life went. So you stopped talking to him. Or maybe you lost love for God. Maybe you took offense to something that took place in your life. And those things can stop you from talking to him. And, you know, maybe you just turned a deaf ear. Maybe you stopped reading God's word. You stopped studying God's word. You know, why should you read or study the book of life written by men, inspired by God? It's the book that gives us life. It gives us abundant life. Because, you know, if we lose affinity to God, if we lose our first love, we get disconnected from our lifeline. You know, everybody needs a lifeline. Can you imagine people in an ocean, they fell over off the ship. If they don't get that lifeline soon, they're going to sink and they'll die. Well, our lifeline is connected to Jesus, and Jesus is connected to God, and we're all connected to Jesus and God. If we are his children. Now, even when we stray off the path and we get all muddied up and slide in the muck and the mire of life, we're still his children, but we're errant children. We're prodigal daughters and sons. But God wants to keep us spiritually alive, so we got to keep that lifeline. Maybe we became angry, disobedient, and, you know, God's word, even his voice, we turned it off. You know, you can turn God's voice off. You know, God said his sheep know his voice, but we could turn it off. Every time he tell you something, you could just pretend he didn't say it. You could just be disobedient and not do what he's speaking to you. You can get disconnected like that. You know, we could turn him off, you know, and then, you know, we can turn God off so much. We can tune him out. When we start tuning him out, guess what? Guess who we tune in? When we tune God out, we tune the devil's in. Then we on the devil's channel instead of God's channel. I know one time God was telling me that, you know, many people are listening to too much stuff. They can't even hear his voice. They're listening to music. As soon as they come in the door, they turn the TV on, they go in another room, turn on the music, another room, they turn on another TV. You know, we just can't hear the voice of God no more. We got everything stuck in our ear. Sometimes we got to get in the secret place and get quiet and still and just listen to God. And, you know, sometimes we rebel by not visiting his house. You know where his house is, the place where his people worship, the church. We can be in error. We can be rebellious, and that way we're not getting fed. Don't you remember I read you that scripture? He'll give us pastors after his heart to feed us. not after our heart, but after his heart. And those are pastors who are going to feed us. So when we get out of alignment with God in error, we sin. We have secret faults. We refuse to serve God. Who could feed us? Now, you know, you heard that saying, you cut off your hand to smite your face. Well, we can die spiritually by cutting off ourselves from God. That's how we die spiritually. But then, how can we be reestablished or be restored to God? You know, God is, he's in the restoring business. He's a God who restores us. He restored the prodigal son. You know, the prodigal son was out there. You know, it got so bad, he didn't have no more friends because all his money was gone. You know, he was buying them all kind of stuff, drinks and alcohol, possibly drugs, and, you know, feeding them food. And you know, he had a place to live, you know, a good home to live in. They were coming every day and eating, but it ran out. His spiritual food ran out. His physical food, I tell you, and his spiritual food ran out. So then he remembered, oh, my God, my daddy is a king. He got everything. He got a mansion. He got food. He even got servants. So, you know, we become prodigal sons and daughters. We got to remember. Run. Don't slide. Run back into the presence of God. Say, oh, my God, I left you. Now, sometimes, you know, we can be fooled. The devil can trick us off the path like he did Eve. He took a whole garden from Adam and Eve just by saying, God didn't say that. God said this. So if we stay in the word, the devil can't trick us because we know when he comes. You remember Jesus fasted 40 days? He fasted for 40 days. As soon as he came off that fast, the devil came right to him. Four different times the devil came to him. But guess what? He was strengthened. He was still connected to the Father. And he said, it is written, get behind me, Satan. But you got to stay connected to Father so you'll know when Satan come to you. See, Eve, you know, she listened to the wrong voice. Serpent said, oh, no, God didn't mean that. You're going to be smart. Like, you know, he was telling her a lie. You know, sometimes the enemy tells us lies, and we say, yeah, Father, you promised this, and it ain't here yet. It must not be coming. But whatever Father God promised you, it will come. Just wait on him. Don't grow weary. Keep doing what he tells you to do. Do what God says. And, you know, like I said, we got to repent and ask for God to forgive us for disobedience, rebellion. And then we got to come humbly before him. We can't say, you should have done this, God. You should. No, no, no. We got to humble ourselves before our God. We got to go and say, Lord, I sinned. I ask forgiveness. I want to be fed spiritually again. You ain't cut me off physically. You still feed me. But, Lord, I need to be fed spiritually. I need mercy. I need your favor. I need your grace and mercy, Lord. And you can come humbly before him, and then you can submit to him. You know, when you submit to him, you're going to be humble now. Come on now. He said, then you got to obey him by reading his word. That's pleasing to God, by studying his word. He says, study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed. You know, so when we go to Father, you know, the devil can't point the finger and say, yeah, you know, you didn't say, Sister G ain't say the word. No, she's starving spiritually. No, you don't want the devil to point his finger. You want God's shield over you. He's your refuge. You want God to, you know, refuge over you, hidden under the shadow of his wings. So, you know, you got to stay close to Father God. You got to stay connected. But when you're disobedient and you leave, you got to come back humbly. And then you got to stay close, study his word, pray. That's communication to God. You know, your friends you communicate with, your family you communicate with, but what about your creator? Do you communicate with him? Do you say to him, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name? You know, when we reconnect, we got to listen to his voice, and we got to obey his voice. We got to read his word, study his word, because he don't ever leave us. Now, we leave him, when we reconnect, our lifeline is available again. We are made whole because we are being fed again. His word says, will you be made whole today when you yield, when you give yourself totally to Father God? God will make us whole. We can eat meat of God's word. Of God's word. And then we can grow spiritually every day. I bet you don't go without eating food daily unless you're fasting. Try going without food for a drink for a long period of time, several days. I bet you'll be running to find some food. So we shouldn't do that spiritually either. We should not disconnect from Father God who keeps us fed spiritually. We don't want, our bones, our spiritual bones, to be, bony. We want flesh on our spiritual bones to be fat. That's what we want. John 5:6 says, God can heal us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. When God feeds us through his word, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Isn't that awesome? We got to be, profitable for doctrine, inspiration. The word inspires us. I know when I read, how God created the whole world in 6 days, then he rested on the seventh. I'm inspired. I'm like, I belong to him. That God who created me, he created every person in the world. He blew his holy breath into our bodies and we became living souls. Isn't that awesome? And then, he told Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful and multiply. And so refurnish the earth. Isn't that awesome? Now, he gave us a whole garden. Most of us live in America. Some people live abroad. They don't have physical food to eat, but they walk miles. When they say a pastor's coming to town, I've heard that many of them walk miles to get spiritually fed. We hate to walk down the street. We get in our car, and we got to have comfortable air. People worship God on the street in some countries. They worship God in situations where they, flies all around and it's hot or even freezing temperatures. They don't have no cover. But we want the conveniences, but, people worship God more during when I was younger and during my parents' time than they do now. But once they got all the benefits, they forgot who gave them the benefits. Now, the devil can give you some benefits, too. But I don't know about you. I want to stay connected to the one who gave me spiritual and physical benefits. The devil can't do nothing for me except get away, get on away from me. But God, my creator, he gave me the scriptures for inspiration. He inspires me. When I read his word, or when he heals my body, or when I'm in chaos and he gives me peace of mind, he's my Jehovah Shalom. And guess what? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Yes, indeed. We need the doctrine of God in his word to help us stay on track, to help us keep connected to Father God. Because if we don't have the doctrine, we stray off. We stray off the path. And then if he don't reprove us, he'll tell us, hey, come back here. He goes. He can have 99 of us present. But if one of us have gone off, he's going to go looking for us. So he reproved us. He corrected us. Oh, yeah, he corrected us many days. He corrected us. Don't you know parents correct their children? We got to be corrected. If we don't get correction, we stray off the path. We sin. We have errors, secret faults. We got to, just like parents correct their children, Father God is our Father, and he corrects us. He said he chastens those he loves. He loves us. So, you know, we got to get instruction in righteousness. Now, you know, the devil can give us some instruction, but his instructions are evil. I don't know about you, but I want righteous instructions from God. I need to be instructed in righteousness. His way is holy. He is requiring holiness of us. I don't have no way, and I don't know the way, but I do know one thing. The Word of God says Jesus is the way. And so when I follow Jesus, when I study his Word, and he puts, you know, inspiration, excuse me, in me through his Word, I'm inspired. So, you know, we got to be instructed in righteousness so we can be made perfect and we can be furnished unto good works, not evil works, but good works. Well, we just had someone else join us from Appling, Georgia. I believe she's going to sing a song for us today. Let me see. Hey, Miss Liddell.
Hello.
How are you?
How's everything?
Oh, everything's going great. Going great. You ready to sing that song?
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Lean,
you ready?
Lean on the everlasting arm of the Lord.
All right. Tell them all to sing along with me. What a fellowship. What a joy divinely sent on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness. What a peace is my landing on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning. Well, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all leaning. Well, I'm leaning. Well, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my lostness. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning. Leaning, Lord, I'm leaning. We're safe and secure from all love. Well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Well, I'm leaning on the everlasting.
Amen. Thank you,
Ms. Liddell. I can sing the other verse if you've got time. But that's okay.
Well, it's just the Bible.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Well, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. We're safe and secure from all we're leaning. Oh yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, lean on the everlasting. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for you, Miss Lou. That was beautiful. I love that song. Well, we've been talking about
too.
Spiritual food.
You know, we in this world right now, my dear, we got to have somebody to lean on, and we can lean on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I know we can, because I have for 91 years. I've been leaning on him, and I'm still leaning on him.
Amen.
So I advise everybody else, lean on God, because he's able. He's strong, you know.
Yes, he is.
He got everything in his hand.
Yes, he does.
Yes, all right.
Okay. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. I thank you for being with us. We'll
all
be
right.
This coming Saturday, August the 31st. I'll be at an Iron Sharpened Iron Conference at Spoken Word Ministries, 1445 Steele Street in Jacksonville. At the corner of Teal and Blue, where Apostle Kimberly and Ardell Daniels are the pastors. Come join us tomorrow, Friday, August the 30th at 7 p.m. Saturday, August 31st from 9 to 4 p.m. Sunday, September the 1st at 12 noon. Looking forward to seeing you there. We'll be back on the air again Thursday, September the 5th.
Right.
The men, girls, the ladies at 5 p.m. And Saturday, September the 7th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So I look forward to speaking with you then. I love each of you. Have a blessed evening, a God-filled evening, a God-filled weekend, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year.
All right.
I love you all.
I love you all, too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.